Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Jenny Davidson. She's the CEO and Executive Director of Stand Up Placer, and Nicole Forsythe, President and CEO of Red Rover. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You're both heroes of mine, and you've recently formed an important partnership. We'll talk about that. But first, I'm going to quote directly from the Auburn Journal. The CEO of a Placer County organization helping survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking has made a list of 100 inspiring and influential women from around the world for 2018. How about that? How about that,
you.
Jenny?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise, right?
It was a huge surprise. It absolutely was a surprise.
Tell me all about it.
Well, it actually started with Nicole and her group. So they have been working with Stand Up Placer for a long time, just helping train our volunteers and our staff on how to respond to people who are dealing with domestic violence, but also have pets that they're concerned about. So
Right. They've
trained us for years on that. And they've also kenneled pets when we have people come in before we were pet friendly, when they needed to come in and didn't have a place for their pets to go.
Right. The primary concern is, hey, I need to get away, but I need some place for my pet.
Right.
So,
but we kept seeing it was happening over and over that we were needing these folks to kennel our pets. And we saw that it's so much better for our survivors and for the pets if they can just stay together. Then Red Rover also stepped in and helped us learn how to best do that and what are some rules or protocols or policies we should have in place and how it should be designed, and came and met with us several times to develop a really great program and then gave us the funding to do it as well.
I love it.
So this group steps in and saves the day, and the BBC came out to do a story on us that we just found out was released today. We just watched it together while we're waiting here for this to begin, and
nice.
That's really exciting to get to do that. But they did that interview. I told them a little bit of my personal life story as well. They saw that our safe house is pet friendly, and they got to video some of that. And they called me the day after and told me that I was going to be on this list of 100 women. So it's huge and it's overwhelming because the women on this list are incredible, world-changing women. You know.
And you're one of them.
Yeah. I'm on the list.
Yeah. Now, that had to be exciting, too, I'm sure, when you got the initial call. All right, somebody's pulling my leg here. What?
Exactly.
But then you think about it and you realize that what you guys do is incredibly important. And let's step back a minute. For someone who's never heard of you, Jenny, what is Stand Up Placer?
Stand Up Placer has been in our community for 40 years. We started as Auburn Women's Center, and then we were Placer Women's Center, and then we were Peace for Families, and we've been Stand Up Placer for 6 years.
Okay.
We serve survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking in Placer County. We have the county's only confidential safe house where folks can go for up to 90 days. We have 55 beds, and one hallway in that safe house is all pet friendly. And so folks can come, they can escape the violence and bring their pets as well. And I'm sure Nicole will want to share those statistics around just how prevalent abuse of pets is in domestic violence situations. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, absolutely, too. And of course, whenever we start an interview together, I always like to do this. And that is, if someone's listening right now and can use your help, the crisis line phone number is 800-575-5352, 800-575-5352. And of course, somebody can go to standupplacer.org for information as well. Standupplacer.org. And speaking of which, if someone's in a situation they desperately need to remove themselves from immediately, but their abuser doesn't allow them to ever be alone, what can they do to escape?
A lot of people contact us for the first time through our Facebook app. And
sure.
Because like sometimes they can be texting something on their phone, but maybe don't have the ability to make a phone call out loud or
right.
Something like that. Law enforcement, the first thing they do if they can get themselves to law enforcement calls us immediately and we respond on scene or at the hospital or a law enforcement agency. We're right there by their side to make sure that nobody has to go through this alone. We have a safe house. We have a 12 to 24 month housing program where they find their own housing and we pay their rent and do weekly case management, home visits, therapy, support groups. And then we also have a service office in Roseville on Sunrise and a service office in Auburn on Heritage Oaks. And so for those addresses, they can find those on our website.
Okay.
And they can walk right in. They don't have to make an appointment.
StandUpPlacer.org. So how has Red Rover's influence affected the programs at Stand Up Placer?
Oh, a ton. Because they told us things we wouldn't have even thought of. Like, if you're going to be bringing pets in here, what are your rules around if they have to be on a leash or not? And I'm like,
what are you talking about?
Is that a good thing? I don't have pets. How are you going to clean up their messes? And, you know, what are the rules around, can pets be in the kitchen or can they only be in the bedroom or can they be outside? They helped us all along the way set up all of those policies. They have other policies that other safe houses have used, and they were able to gather a lot of resources for us before the first pet made its way in. And I think right now we have 4 pets and 2 service dogs. So we're already getting a lot of them in there. And it's adorable to just see them with the kids playing and everything going really, really well.
Well, in an emergency situation like Hurricane Katrina, where the boats were driving around and they were accepting people but telling people they couldn't accept their pets, my wife has already told me that I'm staying behind and the pet is getting in the boat. So animals are everything. It's so important in a situation like this, and it's so great that you two are teaming up together to make it work like that.
Well, and you bring up natural disasters. Red Rover does a ton with that as well. I don't know if you know that.
I know they got deployed for the campfire up in Paradise. And Nicole, tell me, let's jump right over to you and tell me how you guys were deployed up at the campfire in Paradise.
Sure. Well, Red Rover really specializes in helping people and animals when they're in crisis together. So domestic violence and natural disasters is exactly what we're there, you know, designed to help people with.
Sure.
So we had a team of volunteers that went up to help NAVDAG, which was the group that was temporarily sheltering the animals and is still doing that now. And we have volunteers who go there, and they just really are specialized in helping animals when they're in a crisis situation. So when they are really anxious, they're separated from their people, our volunteers know how to give that tender, loving care, in addition to just the hard labor that comes with sheltering animals, you know, taking them on walks, making sure their poop is picked up and all that really fun stuff. So they're amazing. They give up their vacation days. Many of them gave up their Thanksgiving holiday. So it's just incredible to see all the compassionate people that come together to help in these situations.
Attention to detail. I love it. Now, Jenny, does it have to get physical before a victim's able to access your services?
Absolutely not. We hope that people come to us right when they start to see that this relationship is not a healthy relationship for them to be in. We like to help right up front. When it's emotional, that can sometimes be worse.
Sure.
And psychological abuse, what it does to somebody's self-esteem makes it harder for them to leave because they don't know that they deserve to have something better. So we want to help people right away when a situation starts to feel unhealthy before it escalates into something more and more violent.
Yeah, if you have a situation where the abuser isn't allowing you access to a cell phone, you're not allowed to leave the house, you don't have car keys, anything like that, you're just completely under someone's thumb like that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it doesn't have to be violent to be abusive. And so, yeah, reach out and at least talk to you guys right away.
And actually, that's where pets come into this a lot, because
sure,
a lot of people may not even understand they're in a psychologically abusive relationship. And way more than people understand, pets are actually used in that. So they may be the easiest way to control a victim is through something they love a lot.
Right.
And the closer the bond, the closer connection, the more an abuser learns that that can be used against somebody. So they may be threatening to get rid of the pet. They may be threatening to harm the pet even before there's a situation where the person is saying, I'm going to leave. And then the abuser is saying, well, if you leave, I'm not going to take care of your pet. I'm going to hurt your pet. I'm going to kill your pet. So there's a threatening element when a person tries to leave. But even before a person is trying to leave an abusive relationship, the pet might be used for control and manipulation.
And they say that it's about 70% of domestic violence victims will say that their abuser either threatened, actually injured, or killed their pets as part of the abuse. And so it's just heart-wrenching what people are willing to do to each other.
Just stunning. Absolutely stunning. No question about it. Now, do you work with community partners like law enforcement or other service providers?
Absolutely. Law enforcement is probably one of our number one referring agencies. When they get a call about a domestic violence situation, the first call they do is they call us, and we send out an advocate to be there with the family, to be with the victim and if there are children involved. And then if there's a sexual assault situation, we respond to the hospital, and we're right there in the hospital with them through their entire forensic exam, because that can be extremely hard. If you think about how closely investigators will look at a crime scene, any crime scene, sexual assault victim, their body is the crime scene, and it's very difficult to have to go through that. And so we make sure that nobody goes through it alone. And then with human trafficking, We actually plan the stings ahead of time with law enforcement to make sure that we have everything they need and we're right there when they need us. And we're right there in the room when the victims are recovered and they immediately have access to an advocate so they don't feel so alone and they don't feel like they're part of the criminal investigation. They realize that they're a victim of a crime.
Wow. It's sad that we have to have you guys, but it's such a good thing that your organizations are both available to help people that need your help. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Nicole Forsythe. She's the president and CEO of Red Rover, and Jenny Davidson, CEO and executive director of Stand Up Placer. To find out more about these great organizations, you can go to standupplacer.org or redrover.org. All right, Nicole, tell me all about Red Rover and the programs you guys offer.
Well, we are there to help animals in crisis, and especially when people and animals are in crisis together. We're a national organization, but we're based right here in Sacramento, California, and we're kind of like the American Red Cross for animals. So anytime there's a natural disaster and a community gets overwhelmed, or a criminal seizure case and a particular animal shelter gets overwhelmed, we're there to go in and help set up temporary shelters. We have over 4,000 volunteers all over the country, and they go in there and provide very special care towards the behavior and the physical needs of animals.
In Red Rover Relief Program, you guys provide grants. What type of grants do you offer?
So we have grants that help with kind of an emergency boarding situation. So if a domestic violence victim is trying to escape their situation, as Jenny mentioned with Stand Up Placer, we're able to help them, their domestic violence advocates, give a grant to have the animal sheltered at a boarding facility. So that's kind of our first step. That way someone who needs to get out really quickly can do so very fast. And so
sure,
we just give the grant really quickly. But we also work with shelters to make sure they can build on-site facilities if they're able to. Not all are able to. And it takes an incredible amount of courage to take that step to do it, which is why we're so happy that Jenny's on that 100 women list, because it takes a lot to say to your board and to people who are trying to be helping people, hey, we need to help the animals too. It's a big step, and it takes a lot of courage to stand up and do it. So we provide these grants for these domestic violence shelters to build facilities on-site for pets, or potentially off-site. So if they can't do it on-site, there are other programs they can develop, foster programs, perhaps working with an animal shelter to build some on-site facility there.
Sure.
So we offer grants for other programs, but up to $20,000. And again, this is around the country. So we are trying to get every single state to allow pets at least one facility. And we have 6 states left to go. So we're hoping in a few years we will have met all 6 states, and then we'll try to do some infill because there's lots of areas where there's a huge gap between shelters. So we provide grants for emergency veterinary care. So if people can't afford emergency veterinary care, we also have Red Rover Relief grants for individuals that go directly to a veterinary clinic so they can get the help they need there as well.
I love it. Yeah, that was my next question, too. Does every state have the domestic violence shelter available for animals? You're getting close, right?
Getting there, almost. 6 left.
Outstanding. Only 6 left to go. So not only did you help Stand Up Placer by giving them a grant, but Red Rover is also on site helping build the shelter out to be pet friendly. How's that going?
Yeah, so we also just recently in Michigan, not only do we give this a particular domestic violence shelter a grant in Michigan, we also sent our volunteers there who normally shelter animals during natural disasters.
Right.
They're also very willing to help in all sorts of situations like this. So we went to Michigan, and our volunteers helped build the facilities.
Wow.
So they were building outdoor agility run and indoor environments for animals, and it was very rewarding for them. And we hope to do more things like that in the future.
Outstanding. Let's talk about the fundraiser we did the other night.
Yes.
Oh, and tell me all about that. How'd that go? It was Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, so we had a really successful Giving Tuesday. Our goal was $20,000, and we raised $30,000.
Nice.
So it was amazing. A wonderful turnout, and Stand Up Plaza was there as well, which is great. And we were raising money specifically for our Safe Escape grants, and those are the ones that go to the boarding facilities. As we've been increasing our outreach about this issue, and as more and more domestic violence advocates are aware of the connection between pets and domestic violence, our Safe Escape grants, the demand has increased by over 80%. So we were really hurting budget-wise, and so we decided Giving Tuesday is going to be all about the Safe Escape Grants program, and so that $30,000 will go directly to making sure these pets have safe nights away from abuse.
Outstanding. Red Rover, you guys have the reading program. Raja, tell me all about that.
Yes, and more exciting news. So in addition to helping animals in crisis, we're also trying to prevent crises from happening in the first place and trying to, you know, really address how can we prevent neglect of animals. And empathy is a really great way to, you know, try to address this before it becomes abusive. And so we have a program that goes into schools. We train teachers and volunteers how to read books about animals and people together to help develop empathy skills.
Sure.
And we also have an app. So if you don't want to read a book or kids are a little bit reluctant readers, you give them an iPad or a cell phone and you can download this app for free. So Raja Book 1 and Raja Book 2 are free and they're available on Google Play and iTunes. And Book 3 is coming out in March. So it's going to be really exciting. So if you haven't read Book 1 and 2, do that first. And then Book 3 will be out soon. And the money for that one will actually be paying for charging for that one. But all the money, you know, goes towards what we're trying to do. So it'll be a good cause.
Can they find out more about that on the website as well?
Yeah. So redrover.org. And you can go to our Red Rover Readers program site and see what we're doing with the program and then learn more about the app there as well.
Now, how does somebody go about adopting a classroom so students have access to your Kind News magazine?
Yes. So we also have a magazine that's available for both homes and schools. And if someone wants to, it's only $30 to adopt a classroom, which means every single child in that classroom gets the subscription all year round. So it's pretty inexpensive way to support empathy happening in schools. And we have wait lists of teachers who want to be able to get this magazine for free. So it's a great opportunity to help out kids and animals.
I'm going to ask both you ladies this. Are you looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers.
Silly question, right?
I'm super jealous when she said they have over 4,000 volunteers. You know, I'm like, ah.
Hello.
Stand-up plaster couldn't do what we do without volunteers. A lot of those times, those middle of the night phone calls where we have to send somebody out to a hospital to be with the victim, we need those to be volunteers. We have volunteers who go to court with people when they're getting a restraining order or dealing with child custody issues and they have to face their abuser sometimes for the first time.
Wow.
Volunteers can do that. We have a huge need for volunteers to do child care while our folks are getting in, you know, they're in support groups or therapy or to answer our crisis line. That crisis line rings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so there are a million ways that we use volunteers, gardening help or, you know, doing couponing or whatever. There's somebody there thinking right now, hearing this, saying, I wonder if they need a volunteer to help with this. We probably do.
Yes.
And so they can go to the standupplaster.org website and there's a specific page for volunteering. Just click on that. And we always are short on volunteers. And some people think, well, but I'm a man, they don't need me. We absolutely need men,
right?
Because we need some healthy role models for especially these kids who are coming into our safe house. I think right now we have about 25 kids in our safe house.
Mm.
So just imagine 25 kids in a house, you know, could we use a gentle, kind man there playing with them? We absolutely could.
Right, right.
So,
especially this time of year too.
Absolutely. And this time of year too, Christmas presents, you know, for kids of all ages. We have kids from birth to 18 in our safe house and who also get services through our service offices as well. So this is the time of year that we're pushing hard for Christmas presents for them.
Absolutely. How about you, Nicole? Can you guys use volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
Volunteers and donations, awesome. A couple of charitable organizations, right? Oh, yeah. That's where we survive,
and
right?
And how much better can you get than helping, you know, these extreme cases of abuse and neglect and where people desperately need help, and animals and children and abused women all together. It's mm-hmm. kind of a good combo for feeling really good in the holidays to give to.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, we're running out of time, but I want to go back to the start of our interview. You guys are both heroes of mine, like I said, and it's a partnership between Stand Up Placer and Red Rover, and who'd like to tell me all about it? Someone's just joining us. They're just having their first cup of coffee on a Sunday morning. Tell me all about it, ladies.
Stand Up Placer and Red Rover worked really closely together to make Stand Up Placer's safe house pet friendly. It's a really exciting change, and it allows victims of abuse who are fleeing and who have a pet who's been threatened to be able to have a safe place to go. So it's a fantastic partnership.
Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, a situation of domestic violence, someone is going to stay in that situation longer because they fear what's going to happen to their animals.
Actually, 50% stay longer because of the fear of what will happen to their animals. Meanwhile, they're still being strangled or hit or kicked or psychologically abused. definitely financial abuse. It's like 99% are financially abused. Mm. So with all of these things going on, they are just afraid to leave their pet behind because they know it's for sure that somebody's going to hurt their pet, and they love them. And, you know, you take on a pet, and that's a lifelong commitment to love that animal, and they can't walk away from that.
Absolutely. Nicole?
Yeah, it's just been amazing to see Stand Up Placer and to be able to work so closely with a shelter in our own, you know, in our own community and see the impact. I had the opportunity to visit and saw the pet room, and I my eyes welled up immediately because this is exactly what we're trying to do.
Right.
And the special touches they put in the room for the survivors is amazing. And to see that same special touch for the pets, you know, for someone to understand the incredible bond that people experience with their pets and how sometimes the animals are what gets them out of the situation. You know, I've heard stories where the survivors have said, you know, I didn't really understand what's happening until I saw my dogs shaking under the bed. Mm. And then I realized I need to leave for them.
Wow.
You know, sometimes that's the kids. Sometimes they see the impact on the kids, but sometimes it's the pets, and they don't understand what's happening to them until they see the abuse reflected in the animals. And so the bond we experience with animals can be an incredibly powerful healing relationship. And sometimes it's the only positive relationship people have in their lives. So preserving that bond is all about what Red Rover is about.
I just took another peek at your shirt. And of course, it's pets are family.
Yes.
Boy, is that true. Absolutely. All right. Before we go, I want to give out the crisis line phone number one more time. If someone's listening right now and can use some help, the crisis line is 800-575-5352. 800-575-5352. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Jenny Davidson is the CEO and Executive Director of Stand Up Placer, and Nicole Forsythe, President and CEO of Red Rover. And to find out more about these great local charities, you can go to redrover.org or standupplacer.org. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to help get the word out about your nonprofit event, send the details to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Have a great Sunday, and thanks for listening.